Do you find yourself having absolutely no time in the day to do anything? Yeah, if that's the case, you're probably a realtor. A lot of us realize that productivity is going to come from efficiency. And what do I mean by that? I mean batching your time. So today, guys, we are going to talk about the best time-saving tips for top performers. Stay tuned. For those of you who are just joining us and don't know who the heck Follow Me Realty is the first and the best subscription-based real estate brokerage dedicated to new agent success. We are the agent's brokerage. We take you from the state exam to the closing table in Florida and beyond, always expanding. So if you like what you hear here, guys, check us out, followmerealty.me. So let's go ahead and get right to it. Being a realtor takes a huge amount of time, energy, focus, and organization. From taking buyers out, meeting new prospects, to negotiating offers, the amount of work on a daily basis can add up quickly. So, as business owners, anything that promises to increase time and productivity is a welcome change to the daily grind. Co-founder of Follow Me Realty, Drew Pelletier, knows a few tricks that will eliminate 80% of your current time wasters. Many high performers swear by these principles, and today we're going to share them with you. Number one, the 80-20 principle. The 80-20 rule, or Pareto's principle, states that for many events, roughly 80% of the effects will come from 20% of the causes. So, for example, take a second to evaluate five of your buyers and sellers. Which one of these five have taken the least amount of time? Chances are they're going to be the ones who are bringing the greatest result. The one, you know, the buyer that's going to move on an offer quickly. The, you know, seller who wants to go ahead and sign that listing agreement and do whatever it takes to get the listing sold. But the one that takes up the most time and energy will most likely be that buyer or seller that's not willing to pull the trigger. So guys, ask yourself, where is 80% of my results coming from? Are they coming from Zillow? Are they coming from website lead capture pages or referrals? So find out what type of prospecting and lead generation and marketing is producing the most result, and then cut the rest. Okay, so let me repeat this so you understand just how serious this is. Cut that 20% time-wasting habit, person, or stressor today. Don't wait. Eliminate the fat and focus on only what gets results. By doing this, you're creating more time for yourself so you can duplicate and expand upon what already works. All right, guys, number two, Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law states that a task allotted a certain amount of time will swell to that allotted time. Meaning, if you give yourself 8 hours to do a certain job or just to work, you're going to get done with that job or that task in 8 hours and no sooner. But if you give yourself 2 hours to complete that same task, you're going to get it done in 2 hours. So you might be asking, you know, is that possible? Is that actually true? But yes, that is the principle. Remember when you were given like 3 weeks to finish a school assignment? And then remember when you did it the night before, like all the time? If your teacher gives you 3 days to finish something, you're going to only need a few hours in those 3 days to finish it. If they give you 3 weeks, same thing. You're still going to do it at the last minute. The thing is, tasks don't take all day to complete. Believe it or not, more often than anything, it's the mental energy that takes up, you know, like all of our time. Remembering that it's due, knowing that you got to do it, it's in the back of your mind. So think about it like this. If you just took a timer on your phone and said, okay, I have, you know, 20 minutes to do, I don't know, get a quick workout in, and you time yourself, put the timer on and do it, you're going to get it done because you know that you have a deadline to meet. That's why deadlines are so efficient or so effective. Do this for yourself in every task for the next week and see if it doesn't change your productivity. Give yourself a certain amount of time and be unrealistic even. If you're like, oh, I can never get that done in an hour. Okay, we'll do it in 40 minutes anyway. And see if it doesn't change the way that you operate and the productivity. Number three, outsourcing. From tasks every day to Fiverr, Upwork, I mean, the opportunities are endless. When it comes to having a personal assistant, it's no longer for the rich. With global communication and the ability to cross currencies, the cost per hour to hire an assistant is as little as $5 per hour. You no longer need to check your emails, update your calendar, make appointments, or do unnecessary research. That can now be left to your assistant. India has tons of virtual assistants, and so do the Philippines, where you can literally hire an assistant for $400 per month, guys. So what are we saying here? Outsource all of the little day-to-day tasks, even your transactions from a transaction coordinator to another team. Someone can handle the majority of your paperwork, your admin tasks. So that way you're in the field talking to people and you are increasing your time to prospect, which is the most important thing. These three principles, guys, they all share the same underlying idea. Increase time, maximize output. An agent's day will add up quickly, leaving you with no extra time to prospect or do what you need to do to grow your business. So follow these three basic principles and watch your productivity and time increase tenfold. And guys, that is it. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Follow Me Realty audio blog. Like, subscribe, share, comment. Do all of these things, all of the above. And listen, guys, if you have anything that you'd like to hear our perspective on, from entrepreneurship, real estate, specifically for real estate, then check us out. Let us know what you want to hear, and we will see you on the next episode.